doesn't mean to see red. You used to be my favorite person. From the straggly hairs on your chin to your weirdly shaped toes, my favorite. I remember telling you and seeing your crooked smile peeking from the corners of your lips like snow from summits. You looked like Everest, towering over me with a hope that was always present. The firework that catapulted me to heights of joy I never thought possible. Then I remembered the indifference, the southern silence that started little by little to steal and snatch this happiness from me. I asked why. You were a dry land, taking and taking and taking, faithfully taking and tearing.
I know it now, and I remember. I remember how long it took me to realize I could never fully erase her from my memory, from my body, from my blood. Completely, I felt her, intertwined with my veins. She took control of me, and I surrendered. Spread my arms out wide and smiled at the sky. I let her move me. And oh, did I move. I danced in the lawn and then on the pavement. The unforgiving terrazzo floors, I lost my footing. Before I felt her sting, a buzz that spread through my body so quickly it made me shiver. She hits me. The guilt.
This is like all of me. I feel like every time you get, you take a piece of me. And with every breath, oxygen feels like insulin. Doesn't really sink, but now I'm drowning and you just can't see. Look, before with you it was like ecstasy. Just like the tingling that you're feeling deep in your belly. We were like Bunny and Clyde. I know that that's corny, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you smile and I just be happy. Now
it's like a roller coaster, we don't fit in. You drive me mad and say, like, in a negative way, am I healing? Oh, am I healing? And every time you walk right out the door, you turn my whole world around. How can I see you from the floor if you're not holding me down? Am I healing? Oh, am I healing?